Welcome to the spring episode of the City and Town Podcast. I'm your host, Ben Klein. We've got some great segments on tap for you today. I sit down with Director of Education, Carrie Locke, to get an update on the ACE program. Then, our comms editor, Andrew Morgan, takes a look back at our successful 2024 Winter Conference before we chat with the league's new Director of Special Events and Projects, Valerie Shively, who gives us a preview of the 90th Annual Convention, coming up quickly in June. But before we get into that, let's take a moment to meet the league's team of field reps who are there to help our members with, well, just about anything.
From its creation in 1934 to today, the Arkansas Municipal League has strived to be a clearinghouse of information for its members. With 499 member cities and towns, it can be a challenge to be responsive to their questions in a timely manner. Enter the Field Representative Program, now in its second year. It's a service that harkens back to the earliest days of the league, the mid-1930s, when the executive director hired a Little Rock attorney to serve as a field representative. That attorney, William Hobson, traveled the state's highways, byways, and muddy dirt roads to meet city and town officials where they lived and worked, to share information and help them solve whatever municipal issues they were facing. The league's new field rep team consists of five former city officials spread across the state, and they represent many decades of local government experience.
Hi, I'm Joanne Bush from Lake Village, Arkansas. I have a background in municipal government, 18 years as city clerk and 28 years as mayor of Lake Village. Yes.
Hey, my name is Catherine Cook, and in my previous life, I was city manager in Hope. I worked for the City of Hope for 32 and a half years. Love the work. I worked in a variety of different positions, but mostly as their city manager.
I'm Jackie Crabtree. I'm a field representative with the Arkansas Municipal League. My prior official title was the mayor of Pea Ridge, Arkansas.
Hey, I'm Steve Dixon. I'm the field rep for Northeast Arkansas. And prior to doing this, I had been involved with the league on the other side as a mayor. I've been the mayor of Marmaduke for 13 years.
My name is Philip Patterson. Previously, I was the city administrator for the city of Siloam Springs.
And you did that for a while, didn't you?
8 years.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And I've worked for cities as an employee for the last 33 years until taking the job at the municipal league.
The revived program has thus far been a success, says Jackie Crabtree.
I feel really good about it. Getting a lot of good response. Having a lot of comments about this is the first time we've had a face-to-face visit from the league on site, which the league staff, they can't be everywhere naturally, and it's just been a real good positive program so far.
Out of curiosity, I asked each of them what has been the number one issue that cities and towns have reached out to them about. Many of them shared a common theme.
Get this done? How do I get this property cleaned up?
How do I keep my city clean?
The big ones has been how to deal with dilapidated properties. They just don't know how to go about.
Catherine Cook listed a few more of the typical questions she receives, particularly from newly elected officials.
A lot of questions about what constitutes a quorum for council meetings. Really a lot of questions about that. And then secondly, a lot of questions about municipal finance and accounting.
Whether you need help keeping your city clean, need advice on finance and budgeting, or just want to have a friendly chat with someone who's been there, the league's team of field reps is out there to assist you. And if they don't have the answer, they have the experience to know where to find it, says Steve Dixon.
Doing what I'm doing today, it allows me to share my experiences. I'm not an expert, and I tell people that when I sit down to meet with them. You know, I was mayor at Marmaduke for 13 years. That does not make me an expert. It just makes me experienced.
To reach the field rep nearest you, check out their page on the league's website at arml.org or contact the league at 501-374-3484. For City and Town, this is Andrew Morgan.
After a successful launch in January at the Winter Conference, the ACE program, or Arkansas Civic Education Program, is about to have some new updates and even more courses. I sat down with Education Director Carrie Locke to learn more. Carrie, welcome. Thanks so much for coming on with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Ben. I'm happy to be here today.
So we haven't caught up in a while, but the last time we spoke, we actually were talking about the Arkansas Civic Education Program, which is the revamped education program for the league. ACE Hub is the website where it lives, but ACE Program is kind of the shortened acronym of it. We've come a long way since the last time we spoke. We've launched the program. The ACE Hub is live. First off, talk about how that feels.
It feels really good. You know, it was such a big process moving from a in-person only training program to putting things into our online hub, and it has just been so exciting. We launched it at the Winter Conference, and the feedback has been fantastic.
Talk a little bit more about that. You know, it's such a daunting task to take a program that has been established and been running for a long time and to totally revamp it. And talk about what you've been hearing from the members.
Just that there are so many people that work in city government that can't make it to Little Rock for in-person trainings twice a year or four times a year. And so what this really does is it brings the learning to the learner. It meets them where they are. And so it's been a wonderful response. People that have never been able to participate in our training or our certification program that are going to be able to do it now.
Talk about kind of what's next. You know, we had the Civilpedia, which is what's available in the ACE Hub right now. It's kind of your baseline training that has been taken up, and people have been completing that. We've had a couple of our first people become Civilpedia certified. They've earned that badge on the ACE Hub. But talk about what's next and what's going forward, what's going to happen.
So we are very excited about our spring semester, and that's how we're going to structure the year. We'll have a spring semester of offerings that will be released, and then that will culminate at our summer convention with in-person training. And then we'll have a fall semester of offerings culminating at our winter conference with in-person training then. And so for our spring semester this year, we have got a really robust library of offerings that we're going to provide to our members. Do you want to hear about those?
Of course I do.
All right. So we have got a leadership series that will be three people that will be from all across the state talking about different aspects of leadership. And then that will culminate at our summer convention at our 90th with a panel of those teachers. And then we'll also do an intermediate municipal finance program that will go deeper than the Civilpedia on municipal finance matters. And that will be three sessions. And then we'll do with our esteemed Karen Curry on staff, our grants counsel, we'll do a spring grant writing series that will be eight sessions. And then in the fall, we'll do eight more sessions on grant management. We will also have a five-session series on stress management. Karen Curry will come back and teach us about how to respond to disasters, so disaster recovery. We'll also have our own Tracy Pugh and Caleb Alexander talking about civility, and then a three-session series on sexual harassment. So as you can see, we're bringing a lot to the members this spring.
And that is a lot of classes being offered there. Some of those, you know, like you said, they're going to culminate. Not all of them. Some of them are going to be online offerings only. But talk about that leadership one. That's actually going to have an in-person element to it as well, right?
Yes, that's the one that will be a session of three in the studio. And then we'll culminate with all of those teachers with a panel. And I think that you might even be our moderator for that session.
Well, I may know something about that.
Yeah.
I think so. But yeah, that's going to be a really exciting breakout session that we're going to have at the 90th. So it's going to be a really cool way, I think, that you kind of touched on this earlier, to bring that ACE Hub offerings, that online, into more of a blended learning environment to where people can come and hear from these leadership speakers and kind of continue or capstone is what we're calling it,
yeah,
their knowledge about that leadership series. And the leadership series we're doing this spring is going to continue as we go into different semesters. We're kind of seeing this grow as we get more speakers. And, you know, you can never – there's no, like, set defined things that you can learn on leadership. So there's so many different people you can learn from. And I think we're looking to tap into that.
We are, absolutely. There are some issues around succession planning in city government that really tie into long-term leadership, and we've got some things planned on that in the fall. But as you say, Ben, leadership is so vast, and there are so many aspects to it, and it's really something that is from speaking to and polling different members in city government, leadership is something that everybody wants to learn more about.
Before we kind of wrap up what we're talking about here today, let's talk a little bit about that credit transfer. You know, we said we had that was a big project that you took on, trying to migrate all these people that had become certified or partially certified, or maybe they had some credit hours that they had built up, how we're going to bring that into the new system. And you know, talk a little bit about that process, and it was a big challenge, right?
Yes, it was a big challenge because it's two different programs. The former program was structured differently; it offered different material, and so we really though wanted to honor and really provide value for the people who participated in our program before. And so this month we have been working very diligently in getting those people transferred into our ACE system. And by April 1, we'll have an announcement to those people. And if you were formally certified or you received training hours at all under our former program, then you'll receive an email by April 1 notifying you of the information in the ACE Hub.
That's going to be so exciting to bring in all those new learners into it, because I think some people may have had some reservations, you know, about bringing that over. I described it to someone before. It's almost like transferring schools or transferring colleges. So, you know, as we're looking at it, some people will get credits, maybe gain credits, and you might lose a few credits. Just if you think about it, if you're transferring a school, not all credits transfer. But we did we really worked hard to transfer as many credits as possible.
Absolutely.
Over into the new system.
Yes, because again, that's a great metaphor, is transferring colleges. There's not direct parity between two colleges, and there isn't direct parity between these two programs. But we have tried to keep it as close to what they had in the former program, transferring it into the new program. And I think that those members will be happy about the transfer.
Excellent. Carrie, it's always a pleasure to have you on and talk education at the League. Again, this is Carrie Locke, our Education Director for the Arkansas Municipal League and kind of the steering the ship for the ACE program. So, Carrie, thank you so much for coming on.
Absolutely, Ben. Thank you so much for having me today.
Now, the ACE Hub is temporarily offline as we make some of those updates that we talked about, but it will be available with all the transferred credits and users on Monday, April 1st. Now let's go back to Andrew Morgan and revisit the recent winter conference before looking ahead to a milestone annual convention.
The League's 2024 winter conference, held over the course of 3 days in January in Little Rock, was a great success. Attendance was strong, with 790 municipal officials and personnel representing 207 cities and towns participating. The conference featured many of the familiar things that our members have come to expect: informative general sessions and breakout sessions on a variety
of
topics.
How's it going? Hopefully you're glad to be in Little Rock, and we're going to get this kicked off here. So I'm Mayor Jonas Anderson of Cape City, and it's my pleasure to be here and to stand before you as the president of the Arkansas Municipal League.
Yeah, you can't clear the room.
So, you know.
I wouldn't really suggest that because it's being open, but your mayor should take control of that meeting and say, hey, let's get back on track. I'm going to ask the audience to please
refrain. We may make light of First Amendment auditors here and there, but we got to emphasize this. They serve a purpose. They are exercising their rights as they understand it under the First Amendment. So we're here today to try to explain what the parameters of the First Amendment is in regards to First Amendment auditors. And spoiler alert, it's not terribly clear. So the first lesson is, when you have a First Amendment auditor come to town,
so kind of bringing that background on marketing and how we've been positioning the state with this event. I remember watching it on Main Street in 2017 when we had the partial eclipse, and someone said, hey, we've got this in 2024. And similar to Ben,
we heard from entertaining and timely guest speakers like Arkansas Democrat Gazette senior editor and state history buff Rex Nelson.
But then I come into a room like this, and I see a room filled with Arkansas doers. You are not normal people, and I say that in a very good way. Normal people are laid up on their couch at home watching television right now. You're in a banquet room in Little Rock listening to some newspaper man drone on a Wednesday night. You're at city council and city board meetings every week. You're at committee meetings, and thank God for it.
And legendary Arkansas Razorback football coach Houston Nutt, who shared some of what he's learned about leadership on the field and in life.
I got to go to study hall. I got to go to the weight room. And I got to, no. You don't have to. You get to go to the weight room. No, you get to go to study hall. You get to come to me and let me run you. And I want your attitude to be, hey, coach me harder.
The conference also offered members opportunities to network with their fellow municipal officials. In fact, this year the league built more time into the agenda to do just that. You can expect more of that and some other exciting things we have in store for the fast-approaching 90th annual convention coming June 12 through 14 in Little Rock. We can't wait to see you there. And in the meantime, let's sign off with Coach Nutt, who of course took the opportunity to call the Hogs.
Y'all got to do that. Let's go. Hey, come on, man.
And for this next segment, where I'm joined by Andrew Morgan, of course, and Valerie Shively. She's the events director for the Arkansas Municipal League, coming off the back of a very successful winter conference that we'd been talking about, Andrew. And mm-hmm. She's actually joined us full-time here at the league. We're so excited about that. And she's taken the lead back again for our 90th convention. Valerie, Andrew, welcome. So glad to have y'all on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
So what we've been talking about already in this show is the winter conference. Huge success. Lots of rave reviews, I'm sure, that you've gotten as well, Valerie.
Yes.
But talk about your excitement now for the 90th. We've launched the registration. Registration is open. Uh-huh. Tell me how you're feeling about that and how that's going.
Yeah, I mean, let's say it again. It really is exciting. We had a pretty fast and furious hotel room block situation, and that was real fun to get people settled in their hotels and start building the waiting list for cancellations, if there are any. But moving on from there, you know, it's going to be 3 days worth of, you know, education, networking, programming. And the most exciting part for us is the celebration. You know, I know a lot of people come for the education, but a lot of people come for the party. And for the 90th, we're going to have a real one.
You don't turn 90 every day.
That's a good point. Yeah, you don't. Mark Hayes likes to say we're 90 years young.
That's right.
Speaking of education, and I know this isn't set in stone yet. Mm-hmm. The agenda is being built around us as we speak. But what are some of the timely topics for our members?
Absolutely.
What kind of things can we expect?
Well, I mean, we have a pretty, I would say, a firm skeleton of what it will look like for everybody. So we listen to the crowd. Leadership is something that, you know, Ben can hit on about our keynote leadership speaker. Those are going to be some of the general sessions, but also in keeping the breakout sessions timely, we have a breakout session topic list of about, I would say, 15 to 18 different things. And we have invited guests and we have invited speakers, but we really are going to give it up to the membership and say, let us know what you like about this. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of networking, one of the biggest positive areas of feedback we've all heard after Winter Conference is the time we built into the agenda for visiting mm-hmm. with your fellow municipal officials.
Yeah. Yeah, because honestly, I'm totally new to the league, but I do know that people learn from each other mm-hmm. and from sharing stories. And that's just, listening to each other's experiences. Yeah. And I really, truly believe that the more time that we build in for that aspect, it's also education. Networking yeah. is education. Yeah. Being able to create a environment where everybody comes to get what they need, because it's not a one-size-fits-all. We're not serving a one-size-fits-all membership, so this conference is not going to be a, you have to do this and everybody's going to sit here. We are trying to, those who want more networking opportunities, we will make sure you have it. Those who come to specifically find funding for their rural water districts, we're going to make sure that you have that too. So being able to adapt our schedule and be flexible as the people are coming from, different parts of the state with different needs. That's what I'm most proud and excited about.
That Thursday, when you're looking at the schedule, it's pretty open to, mm-hmm. for you to be able to build and kind of mm-hmm. create it for yourself. You out and you be able to learn what you want to learn about. Mm-hmm. And if you don't feel like learning, or if you want to learn from each other, mm-hmm. there's going to be space opened in the really awesome exhibit hall that's already seen some major changes at Winter Conference, but I think there's maybe some changes in the works. We're just getting started with that.
I know.
You want to talk about that at all?
We want to have a stage where it's casual content conversation like this, where people can see on their agenda, the HR segment is going to be going on right now, and we catch this live interaction with the HR people, at 2:30.
I do want to kind of circle back and touch again on leadership. That was one of the things that I can talk a little bit about, because I'm really excited about it. But we're going to have Matt Lerman. He is one of the major thought leaders on conflict resolution, and he's actually going to give a talk. The title of his keynote that he's going to be giving is called From Conflict to Conversation, and he's actually presented at municipal leagues all over the country with this same kind of message, and it's gotten rave reviews. So we are very much excited for him to kick off our convention on Wednesday. And that's another major change, Valerie, I think you want to talk about. If you're used to this thing starting on Thursday mornings, you will have missed a lot of great content already. This thing is kicking off on Wednesday afternoon. We're going to have the opening ceremony. We're going to have the opening keynote. So if you were used to coming on Thursday, forget about that. You're going to want to come on Wednesday, because you don't want to miss a single second of this.
We are so lucky and fortunate to have generous sponsors, and we are really, really excited to celebrate the 90th. So do not come expecting to do the same thing that we've always done. We are really, truly going to be celebrating Arkansas, celebrating the different regions, celebrating the cities and what everybody brings to the table. I just keep thinking about all the different foods that we have in our state and being able to showcase our beautiful summer vegetables and fruits and vegetables. We have liquor distributors, we have ice cream vendors. I mean, we are really trying to show out, and we want to give everybody what they need. Whoever needs to sit inside in the air conditioning and maybe has trouble carrying their own plate, we want to be able to serve you your dinner. And those of us who want to listen to a band outside as the sun sets on the river, we want to be able to do that too. So we really want to be able to provide an experience for everybody. We're going to be together, but at the same time, we're going to be providing options and, just making it a really fun night. So Wednesday night, 6:00, sponsors, do not take your people to dinner on Wednesday night. That's on Thursday. Wednesday night is for the celebration, and we want everybody to be there.
It kind of goes back to what we were saying before. You're going to want to come Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Forget about anything you heard about this thing starting on Thursday. This kicks off Wednesday, and it kicks off in a very big way. Valerie, thank you so much for coming on. Andrew, I'm sure we'll see you again soon. And that does it for this segment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you haven't already, be sure to register for the 90th convention now to take advantage of the early bird rate. You can find all the info you need on the league's website, arml.org. And that's it for this episode. Be sure to check out some of our other great podcasts, like There's Something Here, by going to citytownpod.buzzsprout.com. That's all for us. Again, I'm Ben Klein, and this is C&T.